Race. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Some Virginia schools say bathrooms were vandalized as part of a TikTok challenge. I'm Valerie Bonk.
Bad behavior by young people prompts changes at Six Flags. I'm Dick Uliano.
The Dow closes up 71 points. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where a federal jury has found singer R. Kelly guilty of sex trafficking. CBS's Elise Preston has the latest.
R&B singer R. Kelly has been found guilty on all counts in his sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York City.
Today's guilty verdict forever brands R. Kelly as a predator.
During a six-week trial, prosecutors described the Grammy winner as a predator who used his fame to manipulate and control his victims. Several witnesses took the stand to accuse the 54-year-old of sexual and psychological abuse.
Kelly's defense argued the accusations were being made by disgruntled exes who were after his fortune.
Elise Preston, CBS News, New York.
North Korea has fired another missile. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
South Korean military officials have confirmed the North tested a short-range projectile and are analyzing it along with the U.S. The Japanese government indicated it was a ballistic missile, which would make it the third test of its kind this year, despite North Korea being barred from all ballistic missile activities.
The news comes as North Korea demands the U.S. stop its joint military exercises with South Korea.
All right, we're having some technical trouble with CBS News. We'll try to rectify that. It's 1:02 on Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. ...68 degrees now in the nation's capital. Good morning, I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local stories we're following at this hour. The man responsible for one of the most heinous crimes in our region's history is going to hear his punishment later this morning. Jared Ramos is scheduled to be sentenced in Annapolis after being found criminally responsible for shooting and killing five people in June 2018 in the Capital Gazette newsroom. The hearing is scheduled to start at 9 this morning in Annapolis, with a sentence to be announced at noon. WTOP's Megan Cloherty, John Doman, and Jack Moore will all be at the courthouse providing coverage on this important moment in our history. There's a lot of at stake tonight as the candidates for governor of Virginia meet again on the debate stage.
It's the second and final debate ahead of the November 2nd election between Republican Glenn Youngkin and Democrat Terry McAuliffe, and it comes less than 2 weeks after their first debate, when the line was clearly drawn, with political newcomer Youngkin saying he'd represent a fresh start in contrast to McAuliffe, the former governor.
Do you want tired, old, recycled policies from a tired politician?
While McAuliffe called Youngkin a far-right Republican.
We can't go with a candidate who is too extreme.
The debate is at Northern Virginia Community College's Alexandria campus. The race has been tightening, with recent polling showing a toss-up election. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
And we will be airing that debate live tonight. A national challenge on TikTok has reached schools in Virginia now, where students are being disciplined for vandalizing bathrooms.
It's called the Devious Licks Challenge on TikTok, and Prince William County and Fairfax County schools in Virginia say it's becoming a problem. At Osborne Park High in Manassas, Principal Lisa Marie Kane said in a letter that the school has experienced significant vandalism in its boys' bathrooms, including soap removed from dispensers and placed in the toilet, throwing trash throughout the bathroom, and items stolen. A spokesperson said they will be disciplining the students. Fairfax County schools say students at Rocky Run Middle School and Falls Church High School are being disciplined as well for taking part in the challenge and vandalizing bathrooms there. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
We're coming up on 4 minutes past 1 o'clock now. Saturday night fights and vandalism at Six Flags America Amusement Park in Prince George's County have forced the park to make changes in its operating hours.
The amusement park in Bowie will shorten its hours, closing by 9 p.m. each night for the duration of Fright Fest, its yearly Halloween event. Multiple fights broke out at the park, forcing the park to close more than an hour ahead of schedule on Saturday. The fighting was followed by vandalism in the parking lot. Prince George's County says it will work with Six Flags to identify victims of the vandalism and the individuals responsible. Police plan to review the park's security plans. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The Prince George's County Police Department is reviewing its hiring process as it faces challenges finding new recruits. WTOP's investigative reporter Megan Cloherty sat down with the chief to talk about his challenges and his strategies for adding to the department's ranks.
We try to get to 30. I would like more. If we can get 40 or 50, that'll be great.
But Chief Malik Aziz says as of now, the Prince George's County Police Department only has 17 cadets hired for its recruitment class that begins in November. Leading a department that's recently reached a settlement acknowledging racial bias in the ranks and a department that has six officers indicted this year, Aziz is optimistic about recruitment.
Those are exactly the reasons why you would be a police officer, because these are the most challenging times. When you want to restore the profession, when you want to progress a certain police department, which is Prince George's County in this instance, you want to be a part of the change.
The department has launched a review into its hiring process and is taking a closer look at whether reasons that disqualified applicants before are outdated. In Upper Marlboro, Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
They're the ones who run into burning buildings to save lives, but being a firefighter comes with an increased risk of getting cancer. Some fire departments in our area are now addressing that issue.
5 years ago this month, I was diagnosed with throat cancer related to the job.
Chief of the Rockville Volunteer Fire Department, Jim Vagonis, says he's one of the lucky ones. His cancer's in remission. The dangerous fumes and soot from items burning in homes has led to many cancer cases among firefighters. In fact, it's a leading cause of line-of-duty deaths.
It was a badge of honor to walk around with dirty gear or crap on your face.
To turn this around, his department at Montgomery County Fire Rescue is focusing on decontamination, which means gear is scrubbed down at fire scenes also.
We wipe our necks, we wipe our faces, we get all that mess off of us, and that's now become the standard.
The hope is a reduction in cancer numbers over the next 5 years. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Traffic and weather next on WTOP 107.
Today's cloud report: how a multi-cloud approach can give you the freedom of any cloud with the simplicity of one. Provided by VMware. Here's Keith Nakasone, federal strategist for VMware.
We're hearing a lot about multi-cloud in the government space right now, but when you ask federal leaders to define multi-cloud, you get a lot of different answers and a lot of overlap between the hybrid cloud and the multi-cloud. So what is the difference? In a hybrid cloud environment, an agency is running a combination of private and public cloud solutions. A multi-cloud environment has multiple public clouds in addition to the on-premise environments. The key is having visibility and interoperability across all installations of all clouds an organization is leveraging. That's a true multi-cloud environment. VMware helps agencies run all your cloud environments from one platform, eliminating the need to refactor applications each time, and giving the agency the ability to create an integrated cloud ecosystem.
VMware Multi-Cloud for Government. The freedom of any cloud with the simplicity of one. Visit vmware.com/go/federal.
It's football season, and the Podcast DC app is the one place to find your favorite local pigskin podcasts. Enjoy local pundits, personalities, and provocateurs debating DC's professional football team, regional college teams, and high school matchups, all on one local app. Earn exciting rewards just for listening and share the podcast you